and contribute to VOC emissions. Okay, my presentation title is Issues and Management in Using Low Permeability Tarps to Reduce the Emissions from Soil Fumigation. So my co-authors are Dr. Regin Chin, Alfonso Cabrera, and Brad Hansen. They're from UC, University of California, Davis, or Riverside. Dr. James Garrick and Dr. Dong Wang are from USDA ARS. So this is a team research on a number of aspects. In terms of soil fumigants use, there are a number of crops need soil fumigation to control soil pest. And for the perennials and in California, that include the stone fruits, that like a peaches nectarine, like also the almonds and various nuts, like pistachio, walnuts, and also grape. Because their production cycle is usually over 10 years, so for walnuts it can go up to like 35 or even more years. So growers tend to invest use of the soil fumigation to make sure, you know, their younger trees will grow successfully because the profit will come the year after. And also in California, it's mandatory for the perennial nursery. They have to produce nematode-free crops. So usually it's mainly achieved by soil fumigation. And the soil fumigation, the fumigants are toxic compounds. So methyl bromide has been used for decades, you know, since 1950s. And however, until it was recognized as a major compound to deplete the stratosphere ozone. So it's officially phased out as January 2005 in USA. There's still some use, but that's under the critical use exemptions. So US EPA have to apply that every year and get approval by the international party. So anyway, since then, so the alternatives, two of the major ones are telone. That's a 1,3-dichloropropene, so we call shortage as a 1,3-D, or chlorpicrin, two of the major alternatives have been using. And for these compounds, however, they don't contribute to stratosphere ozone depletion. However, they contribute to VOCs, either themselves or some of the formulas. And the VOCs, the volatile organic compound, they form ozone on the ground level by react with the nitro oxide and NOx, a group of compounds of nitrogen under sunlight, so to form the ozone, which is a major constituent of the fog, so that's controlled. So in California, there are five major non-attainable areas based on the 8-hour ozone standards, so they are required. So to reduce the emissions. So California target the pesticide because it's easier to control and mainly used by agriculture. So there are challenges for growers to deal with these situations. So since this situation in the last several years, probably 10, you know, intensive research has been done, you know, on what we can do, what the method can control the emissions from soil fumigation. Basically, this method can be divided into two categories. One is the application method, so that you can use a deep injection, use a subsurface drip, or just treat a specific site, like the tree rows or tree site. But this is based on commodities. Some work for a specific consumption, some doesn't work. So once this method is chosen, the major method to control emissions to use a surface sealing treatment. The surface treating is including plastic tarps, different kind of materials, and water treatment by irrigation, or organic amendment, or chemical treatment. So for this research, we focus on the using the tarps. The tarp property is a critical factor to control the emissions. The standard or traditional tarp is called polyethylene or PE tarp. That was used for methyl bromide. However, that tarp is not effective to control the emission of these alternative compounds. So in the last few years, it emerged out using this lower permeability film. It has a high barrier in the films, such like the this commercial name, virtual impermeable film and a total impermeable film, just because they have this high barrier layer. The VAF was manufactured available a couple years ago, and it just most recently this new film called TIF. But this is all the descriptive. So the most quantitative method use the permeability coefficient to describe the permeability of these films. So you can see the standard tarp has a much higher permeability coefficient. So the higher the values, the easier for the fumigant molecule to pass through. So the VAF and the TIF has a much lower value. Problem with the VAF is it's observed, it's easier to get damaged during field installation. So this film, TIF, came out 2 years ago. It's because they made it more flexible. So the different layers stacked together, so it's more flexible in the field installation. So that's the key. So our research is, okay, we got this new film. There's an indication it can dramatically reduce the emissions. So our goal is to develop a field practice using this film to reduce the emission, and at the same time, it may is almost positive. It will improve efficacy, and at the same time, which has possibility to use reduced rays. So specific objective is to determine emission reduction and improvement of a fumigant distribution in the soil by this TIF tarp for the broadcast application of alternative fumigant to methyl bromide. So that's the method we use, a deep injection flat film for that's used for perennial crops. We determine the potential of using reduced rates to achieve good efficacy. We determine the fumigant position on the tarp in order to evaluate the effect on the waiting period between application and tarp cutting in order to minimize the boulder risk. So the things that for 2009, we have conducted like a 3 field trials. The nature of our research, because we develop a practice for agriculture, so we have to go to the field. And the field has a lot of more variability. Sometimes, it's not ideal. It's something always happens. So anyway, with these 3 field trials complement each other. The general nature is each trial will try to test different rates and test the TIF tarp in comparison to the standard PE tarp. And we measure emissions. We measure air concentration on the tarp as well as the soil profile. And with the collaborators, they are nematologists and weed scientists and pathologists, they do efficacy study with the component of emission reduction. So this photo shows what it looked like in the field trial. So basically, for all the 3 trials, we use a formula called Tillon C35. It included 60% 1,3-D, about 35% of crop pickering. The 18-inch injection depth is referred to deep injection because the perennials have the deep roots. You tend to fumigate a little deeper in order for the fumigant to move deeper. So this basically shows, we use a different application rate and at the same time, and we apply different tarps. And this is the results of emissions on the top 2. This is from 2009 field trial, and the left, that's the flux or emission rates, and the right is accumulated emission loss. If you see the bare soil always give the highest the emission flux, and the followed by the standard PE tarp, and the TIF tarp give a lower emission. In this case, harder to see by this time. And however, upon the tarp, when the tarp was cut in about 4 weeks, there is a surge in emission. That's the fumigants retained under the tarp. So it's the highest one from the TIF tarp. And then the TIF full rate followed by the TIF half rate. So the standard tarp is a much lower. The cumulative emission loss shows a similar trend. So when the tarp is on, the TIF can give you almost near zero emissions, so very effective. However, this surge emissions and give you a kind of catch up or even pass for the standard tarp total emission loss. But it looks not cheerful, kind of scary, actually, if we compare to a trial we did for the strawberry, the strawberry is annual crop, so the injection depth is lower. You don't need to inject the fumigant too deep. So for that field trial, we actually cut the tarp in a week. When that happens, you know, the flux was literally, you know, near 250 micrograms per square meter per second. That's about several times of what we observed in the couple in the months about the tarp cutting during the perennial field trial. So it's a given indication that to avoid this surge of emissions, the tarp or TAF has to be remained on the field sufficient long enough. Sometimes they may challenge because growers do not wait that long. So anyway, this is the slide has three figures. It shows from the three trials. It all shows the same trend. So TAF tarp, the full rate, retained the highest concentration than any others. And the TAF tarp at a full rate is almost the TAF tarp half rate is close to the PE standard tarp at a full rate. And the same shown on the 2010 field trial. And the summer trial that we use, like we take like 12 samples in a plot, and it shows the same trend. Okay, this is a fumigant concentration profile for different treatment. This one, the TAF full rate. And this is the HDPE full rate. So you can see the TAF also increases the fumigant concentration in the profile. But there's a pattern in these field trials. The highest concentration is at where the fumigant was injected, the depths. So it tends to be low at the top and low at the bottom. So over time, this concentration will decrease. So the time goes. And then, but you do see a little more uniform distribution on the TAF tarp and compared to this standard tarp. Of course, it's always the concentration relatively lower in the reducer rate. And compared to the strawberry field trial, that's for annual crop in the shallower injection depths, and the TAF tarp shows it improves the fumigant distribution more uniformly. It's much more obvious compared to this perennials. So you must deal with this transport of the fumigant in the profile. The higher concentration under the TAF tarp that will lead to the higher concentration time. We call that exposure indices. It uses that parameter directly correlate to the pest control. And I will just show the pest control data for the 2009 field trial of the nematode. And for the nematode, the nematologist, so we observed two kinds of efficacy data. One, they take the soil, some residential, they call it a pin nematode. That's the nematode counting in the soil, surface soil. And almost, the half rate on standard tarp and the half rate on the TAF give 98% control, but 16 weeks later. So that's most like a sampling error, and then later on 16 weeks we don't see any difference. So they're not significant different between any of these fumigation treatment. For the nematode bags, they buried at different soil depths from 15 to 30 into 60 to 90 centimeters, and we got all 100% kill of the nematode. That's a citrus nematode. So that's relative to the 2,600 populations per 50 gram soil in the non-fumigated control. So because of that, we cannot build a correlation. I mean, what is the fumigation rate you need? If you can reduce, you can provide 100% efficacy also. So we don't have a good correlation. We're still, considering the large variation in the field, we continue this research. This one, I probably just shows the soil residual fumigant. TAF retain much higher concentration in the soil also in the end, but eventually it will disappear. Conclude, the TAF tarp can effectively reduce the fumigant emissions, but the tarp needs to remain sufficient long enough in the field to avoid the surge emissions. And the TF turbo can increase fumigant concentration on the top and in soil that provide a better efficacy, although we cannot make conclusions on significance this time. The reducing fumigation rates will provide both the environmental benefits and reduce the fumigation costs. The research will continue to try to determine or conclude what application rate we can reduce to that still provide a good efficacy. I think I used a lot of time. So funding agents from Almond Board of California, the nursery group, fruit tree, nut tree, and grape wine improvement advisory board, and the USDA ARS Pacific Area-Wide Pest Management Program. And the in-kind donation is from a Tricol Incorp. They also help our research to provide a fumigation service. Well, do we have a questions about this topic? Yes.
How much of an influence might the changes in the surface albedo of the tarp and the fact that they're going to maybe have higher soil temperatures as well as controlling evaporation may influence the efficacy of these fumigants?
The tarp, if we do this at a higher temperature time, like a summer, it's dramatic. The temperature can several degrees different, so you get this solarization effect. But since this trial we tend to do like later in the summer, so the temperature usually is not that dramatic. And before other trials have shown, you know, if the tarp sometimes have some if on weed control in the surface, and for the deep it's not. To assume them, the effect on the deeper layer of nematodes wouldn't be problem minimal. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Just wondering, I didn't totally catch how you were measuring the emission rate, but is it possible that some of the fumigant was leaking around the size of the tarp?
Oh, we try to measure the emissions in the center of the plot. Yeah, that's a good point. There are degradation does, yeah, that contribute to some of the dissipation. Yeah, I can answer some of the questions next talk.